Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We've got a question for you on today's 5-Minute Food Fix. Can you ever have too many carrots? Simon Davis?
No. There we go. 5-Minute Food Fix done. You and me.
Subscribe, like. We'll be back with an actual recipe and the answer to that question in just a
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sick. Simon Davis is a food expert, one of the country's leading cookbook publishers, and he's an editor himself in the world of food writing. I have written a couple of cookbooks myself, including one with Simon called The Food Fix, which we will remorselessly promote until next Christmas, if not later.
We will, and that was quite the introduction, Yumi. I've got a very large head now. Thank you. We were going to talk about carrots.
Yeah.
Less about me, more about carrots,
sure.
Right, Yumi? Because you asked whether we could have any, too many recipes for them.
Okay.
I say no. But as long as we just remember what carrots can be, I think because they're one of those vegetables that are always there in the shop, and they don't vary very much in terms of quality. Like a carrot's a carrot. It's good quality. Normally it keeps well.
It's
cheap.
So true. It's a bit of a workhorse and it's a bit disrespected because it's not like, say, for instance, oh my God, it's pomegranate season. I love pomegranates. I can't get them all year and I'm so excited.
Exactly.
I'm going to elevate this and put it on a pedestal. The carrot is just like, well, it literally comes out of the dirt.
Yeah, the carrot's there. It comes out of the dirt. It gets treated like dirt a little bit when the supermodel asparagus prances into the shop and everyone gets excited about those 6 weeks. The poor carrot's there going, I'm still here. I've been doing good service for you. You've been eating me raw. Kids have been loving me. They're possibly the only vegetable that your kids are eating.
Yep.
I mean, give them some respect. They are great things. Plus, they're orange. I mean, how many foodstuffs are orange? Not many. I think we should love the carrot.
I don't want to devolve the conversation too much, Simon, but here I go. I'm about to. Did you ever have the carrot bag when you're in your tummy, you know, when you accidentally have a puke or a vomit and for whatever reason, it doesn't matter how long it's been since you ate carrot, but there's always carrot.
They're there. Yeah. Look. Possibly.
My theory was when I was a uni student was that there's a little bag in your tummy that stores carrot away.
Oh, I see.
For those particular moments in time, those unfortunate.
Well, in that case, you know, that just means that the body loves them even more, that it's evolved a specific area in which to store them in the stomach, which makes them very special,
sure.
As far as I'm concerned, Yumi. That and sweet corn, but we won't go there. We won't go there now. Back to the carrots, though, Yumi, because I think we should focus on the carrots and the deliciousness on the way into the body. I don't know about you, but I'm often stuck, you know, at a bit of a loss with carrots because they're so reliable and they're so good raw, like as we've explained, and also just simply boiled. You know, they're actually very nice, or steamed. They're a very nice vegetable to go on the side, that we forget that actually if you give them a bit of love and you give them the star treatment, they can be every bit as fancy and nice as that supermodel asparagus.
Okay.
And for me, Yumi, the best way to do that is to introduce them to the dry heat of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you roast a carrot, I feel it goes from that kind of everyday thing into something really quite special.
And Simon, is this a baby carrot or just a regular carrot?
These are just regular carrots. We don't need to go spending extra dollars, Yumi. They may have come in a bag. They may have cost $2 for that bag of a kilo of carrots. We don't need to worry. They're normal carrots. And we just cut them up onto the diagonal into kind of inch thick, 2.5 centimeter slices. So don't need to worry about peeling them. Don't need to do anything like that. You just pop them on a baking sheet with a bit of a drizzle of olive oil, and then they go into the oven. But so you cook them like that, 25-30 minutes at 200 degrees, and you will end up with lovely cooked through kind of fudgy carrots that are wrinkly on the outside, so and really sweet, because the oven really emphasizes those sugars and draws those sugars out as they're cooking, and then they get that lovely sweetness to them and a really nice texture. So they're really good like that. We talked about giving them superstar status, so that's the beginning, Yumi. But if you were to sprinkle over some cumin seeds before they go into that oven. Yeah, just like 1.5 teaspoons, maybe tablespoons, even if you're feeling really kind of generous and you want to go there.
Herby,
yeah,
spicy.
Exactly. Yep. Cumin and carrots work so well together. And then just give it all a rub with that oil, bit of sea salt, cook them like that. They will be lovely. And then while they're cooking, Yumi, just take a lemon, juice it, and stir it together with a few tablespoons of honey to create a lovely little dressing.
Yep.
For those carrots as they're about to come out the oven. You could even splash in a dollop of tahini if you felt like it. You mean to really kind of, something seedy and delicious.
Yum. Any salt with that, or is that all okay?
Taste it and see how you go. Remember, you've added the salt to the carrot, so it's more about that punch of the lemon juice that you're after here. But a little bit of salt wouldn't go amiss too. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. And then take your favourite soft herb, Yumi. I like dill with carrots. I think it's really nice. So take some dill and just roughly chop it. But, you know, basil would be nice too. Parsley would be lovely with these carrots. Mm-hmm. And then when they come out the oven... Yep. Pop those carrots onto a big serving platter, sprinkle over that chopped herb, drizzle over your kind of lemony sauce, and then a few little crumbles of feta maybe on top there. Oof, would be quite nice, wouldn't it? Everything's better with feta, Yumi. You could even use a soft goat's cheese if you wanted to. And then if you're really posh, if you really want to go there and push the boat out altogether, sprinkle of those nigella seeds, those black onion seeds over the top. Why not? And then
do you toast those first?
You don't need to do that. Straight out of the pack. Not like sesame seeds. They're better like that because they're onion seeds. I don't think they benefit much from the toasting of the nigella seeds. So.
That is really good news, because sometimes that's the step that stops me from doing that little flourish at the end. I just cannot be bothered.
Yeah, you don't need to toast nigella seeds. Yeah, I give you permission, Yumi. So, but I also really love the colour, because you've got that like lovely white crumbly cheese, and then you've got those little black seeds over the top, and it all looks very smart and like you've gone to a fancy restaurant. But you haven't. All you've done is roasted a 2 kilo bag of carrots.
Mate, this is cost of living fanciness. I'm here for it. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Yumi. And the bag in your stomach will also thank you for this recipe.
You had to loop back to my little bag of shame. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix, where we love talking about food and finding new ways to shortcut your life to get a great dinner on the table with minimal effort and cost. Please share our podcast with your favourite person who needs to know more about food, because that'll help our little show.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.